We jump into it here as we talk about the golf outing coming up. We are joined by the crew for the golf outing. Starting with Mike Carr. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I guess you're helping out getting this thing off and running, huh?
Yeah. I'm an American Legion. I'm a son down there.
Gotcha.
I'm the adjutant, so we're helping out with this event.
Awesome. Brian Wooden with the American Legion, Sons of American Legion. Tell me a little bit, how long have you been involved? Why did you get involved?
A little over a year I've been involved, and just enjoy the environment down there and the cause that they have as far as helping the community people. And it's just a great thing, and I've got some experience with my relatives and stuff and what the veterans have done for my father and stuff, so it's
okay.
A great cause.
American Legion Hall, is this the one down on 48?
Correct.
Where it was Hayes Field. That's what I knew about the Legion Hall forever.
Right.
How's that looking nowadays? A little rocky, I bet.
I think so. I haven't been back now.
Yeah, there's a movement to try to get that cleaned up a little bit and have some softball up there.
I hit one home run off a trailer. I only have one credited to my stats.
Eric, you'd see the secret gym for that area was Sun Valley Swimming Pool.
Oh, is that
and
right?
And when I was a little kid, sometimes if you wandered a little far, you'd find out there was a baseball field back there.
Yeah.
That's as a little kid. So.
Yeah, with the big fence monster to the field. It's a blast. But the Legion Hall over there, it's also the Legion Post sponsor, I think, on the Legion baseball team and stuff like that. You know, it all kind of connects as well. You guys are having a golf outing. Have been doing this a lot, or is this new?
This is the first one. We're just kicking it off this year and see how it goes.
Yeah. Tell me about you're realizing just how much goes into putting on a golf outing. It seems easy at first, right?
Definitely the concept seems easy, but once you start getting into the details, there's a lot of work that's involved. But we got a great team that's all pitching in. We're taking our little subsections, and it's going well.
Awesome. Well, having multiple bodies is great. And the proceeds are benefiting two. Are these like the two obvious for the Legion Hall, or did you choose them?
We chose them.
Okay.
I mean, just through the cause that the Team River Runners is doing, or they opened a new chapter here in Decatur.
Okay.
And the Land of Lincoln Honor Flight, the things that they do for the veterans and stuff. So we thought that it's two honorable organizations that could benefit from what we're doing.
Jennifer Hahn is with us here as well with Team River Runners. What's the elevator speech, Jennifer? What do you guys do? What are you? Because this is the first time I've heard of you.
We're brand new. We just started our new chapter in January. And we take veterans of any ability level out into kayaks and kayak on the Lake Decatur.
Oh, really? Okay.
And we have all accessible equipment, so anybody can come out.
And this is veterans and families, just veterans?
Veterans, their family members, active duty, whoever wants to come out.
Awesome. I mean, so anybody involved in that family whatsoever can kind of reach out to you guys.
Absolutely, and it's free of charge.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's free, so you really need to raise money.
That's why we need these guys.
Absolutely. Tell me how to reach you.
We have... you could call me at 314-807-3063,
okay.
Or you can email jennifer.hahn@teamriverrunner.org.
Teamriverrunner.org is also the website, so you can get connected that way.
It is the website. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, so
just look for us.
You said all, I mean, like, you have no idea whatsoever how to kayak. You'll help people out.
Absolutely. I'm an ACA kayaking instructor as well. And a therapeutic recreation specialist, so
yeah.
I'll help you out.
What's the connection to kayaking? Because I'm seeing her post-traumatic stress and brain injuries and amputation. I mean, is there a connection to being stress-relieving, being out on the water?
Well, absolutely, and plus the camaraderie with other veterans, sharing experiences together, being in a nice natural environment on the water. It's always relaxing.
Gotcha. So that's going to be some of the proceeds, and then also, of course, Honor Flight. Our Honor Flight rep isn't here, but, I mean, can you talk about it a little bit, Mike? Do you know?
Sure. The Lincoln Land Honor Flight, it's a great thing. They provide trips to Washington, D.C. to see the monuments for veterans, and it's totally free for the veteran. They have flights coming up, one later in May, one in June, and then August and September and October, too. You can go to their website, landoflincolnhonorflight.org, for more information. And I believe you can sign up online there too, Eric.
And I think Newhouse was involved in helping raise money for these a couple times. We have a big picture out there. I think Jeff Daly made the trip for one of these. They just take a couple a year, do you know? I don't know how often are they going out? How often are they taking flights?
Well, they've got five more lined up this
year. Okay, so there's quite a few a year.
Yeah.
So they need a lot of money too. because, you know, just to load up all the vets and get out there. And I think that you go out, they go out there and they check out all the monuments and all the memorials.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times they get honored while they're out there, which is a great experience, too.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing.
Yeah. Brian, have you guys ever been on one?
No, I have not, but I know people that have gone. I know people who have been escorts.
Okay, and, yeah, because they always have an escort.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's
I think right. That's what Jeff may have
yeah,
been.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'm speaking wrong. Maybe it wasn't Jeff, but I think it was Jeff that went out there. So, Brian, tell me a little bit about the golf outing. It is coming up. What day of the week is this?
This is a Saturday, June 16th.
Good idea. Saturday, June 16th. You're going to Moquegua Golf Course.
Yes,
very
sir.
Forgiving golf course.
I hope so.
If you can't hit it straight, you're fine at Moquegua. Trust me. Your four-person handicaps. Now, you're doing something called a Peoria handicap. For people that don't understand golf, this means it's very, very even.
Try to make it even as possible.
Yeah. I mean, they'll just randomly choose different holes on the front and the back. And it depends how you do on those. So a lot of times somebody that shoots 8 over par will win because they did good just on those holes. So this, those are fun to play when you know you're playing them. Just go out there and play. You don't have to worry about your score at the end because it only comes down to like 6 holes. So
exactly.
I was really glad you knew what that was because I didn't.
You didn't? I got taught it about a year ago. I played in one. I was like, wait, we were like second on the board. How did we not win? I got explained to me what a Peoria scramble was, so or a Peoria handicap. So shotgun start at 12:30. What are we doing for, let's see. Well, you got a lot of stuff going on.
Got a bunch of prizes.
What's the food plans?
Well, the food plans is we're going to have the outing down in Moquegua. We're going to try to bring everybody back to Legion where we're going to have, we're going to smoke some pork and stuff and have side dishes for everybody. The golfers will eat free. We'll have food for sale.
Okay.
We'll have a raffle prizes there that people will be able to select which ones they want to take their chances on.
Okay.
Standing 50-50. Karaoke as well.
Awesome.
So a lot of events back at the Legion afterwards, and even for those that aren't golfers, it'll be a great time for them to come down there and get out.
There's no entry to get in for like the families or people who just want to come to the event, but you do have to just pay for your food and your drinks and stuff.
Correct.
Yeah. And again, the golfers are free. It's only $50 a person here. Now, if somebody says, I got me and a buddy, will you take them and try and pair them up with somebody else?
We're honestly trying to... We got enough on our hands right now to come up with, you know, do all the details of the golf outing.
Okay.
So we're hoping that people can come up with
a whole team. Okay.
Exactly.
Or even if you do have two or three, it's just $200 a team.
Correct. So
if you get four, it breaks down to 50 a person. If there are many $200 per person golf outings around here per person, so a $200 a team one is going to be a good one. You win 100. Winning team's going to win $400. Second's going to win $200. Third's going to win $100. Proximities, longest drive for a Titleist driver. That's fantastic. I'm betting that's from the Weekly Golf Course.
We had a member that's going to donate that.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. That's great. You've got par threes, hole-in-one, $10,000.
That is right.
On the line.
Yep.
A Bose speaker system, a $500 Visa gift card, and a set of irons. So if you slap in a hole-in-one, you're going to get something good for
it. You betcha. Every par three's got something.
And then just fun stuff throughout the day. Raffles and 50-50s and karaoke, huh?
Yes, sir.
What's your go-to, Brian?
I don't have one.
Mike,
I think I scare people away.
When you're bad, that's good karaoke.
I guess.
The idea. What's your go-to, Mike? What's your karaoke go-to?
It's got to be Werewolves of London, man.
I do
a mean one of those.
Yeah. Oh, now pressure's on next time we're around karaoke. Got to get you out to the golf outing or something. Get you singing. I bet the sisters do some singing.
Not so much. That's not necessarily a good idea.
No, that's what I mean. That's the good karaoke. All right, this all happens June 16th. What's our deadline? You can take 36 teams.
We're going to take 36 teams. We're going to cut everything off as far as donors and team sign up on June 1st so we can make sure we've got time to get all the signs we have to get done and everything like that. So.
That's another thing. I hadn't flipped this over. You are welcoming sponsors too.
Yes, we are. Both monetary and, as I mentioned, we have the raffles. So if there's things that people want to donate as far as raffle items, we'd be glad to take them.
Major sponsors, cart sponsors from $500, sponsors of the proximities for $100, or even just whole sponsors for around $100. I mean, $100 sponsorship from a business, you need 18 of them, and hopefully you have no problem getting that for the.
We're hoping the acceptance and around the community has been outstanding, and a lot of interest in the whole thing. So
great,
been great.
Jennifer, how new is Team River Runners to Decatur?
January this year.
As new as you could pretty much be, huh?
Brand new baby.
How old is the concept?
It's 2004. They started, two guys started it, Joe Mornini and Dave Roby started going out to Walter Reed in the medical center and just going up and down the halls and saying, hey, you guys want to go kayak? You want to go kayak? You want to go kayak?
Really?
Yeah. So, and then it's branched off. We're the only chapter in Illinois. and we're pretty proud of that.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're actually covering an event in Iowa, 65 disabled veterans at the Castaways Tournament, and we're going to be providing boat support for them next week. So we're covering Illinois, Iowa, Missouri.
You're the Midwest rep for now, huh?
Absolutely, and we're happy to do it.
And obviously you would take donations anytime.
Absolutely.
Because I'm guessing you're buying kayaks and keeping up with them and equipment's probably expensive.
Yeah, the adaptive gear, the kayaks. And the kayaks are a national team River Runner actually gave our community, Decatur community, 8 top-of-the-line, brand-new kayaks to get us started. Disabled Sports USA has given us a trailer, an enclosed trailer haul them all in. So, we're going.
The things you might not put together that you need financial support for.
Absolutely. And there's always something coming up. And our veterans in our community also have the opportunity to go on regional trips, like up to Wisconsin for whitewater tours and Apostle Islands tour. And our veterans have the opportunity to go to Colorado. So if any veterans are out there that want to even paddle or want the opportunities to do some amazing bucket list paddling, let us know.
Are they all single person kayaks?
No, we have tandems, we have SUPs, we have canoes we can get a hold of, just whatever you guys want to use.
So if you've got no confidence or interest or you're worried about the paddling part, you don't have to. If somebody can take you, just take you out on the water.
Absolutely, be happy to do that.
Adaptive Therapeutic Kayaking, Team River Runner, teamriverrunner.org. Thanks for coming in, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you.
And best of luck, Mike. Thanks for bringing the crew in. Brian, good luck. Anything else? Do we touch everything?
Nope, I think we covered it all. Thanks.
I'd just like to make a pledge,
sure.
A plug for the American Legion. We have a chicken night on Thursdays. It's great fried chicken, and then fish night on Friday. And
these are year round.
Yeah, and great variety of fish, and then we have steaks both nights. So
really,
it's good value and a lot of fun. It's the kitchen's completely manned by volunteers.
Hmm.
And
these are open to the public.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
I think that's a common misconception. Even I wasn't even sure, until you started talking about it.
Yeah.
You can stop by. You come by. What time would you come by those nights?
I think both of those dinners are 5 to 7. We also have wings on Wednesday.
Really?
So, yeah.
And good?
They're 60 cents a piece, man.
Whoa.
And don't forget the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah. We have the Queen of Hearts game on...
How far along are we?
On Tuesday nights.
I heard recently it got insane. That was there, right?
It's up to
58,000
55.
Mercy.
55, right.
I've been to their Queen of Hearts night, and it, like, you might as well park over at Farm and Fleet. It's absurd.
Better get there early, huh?
Yep. And quick shout out to Mr. Carr here of Hendrix and Carr. They do phenomenal work here in Decatur. They're part of the Oakwood Business Association. That's how I got to know him. It's where we came up with the idea for this interview, and definitely a good guy. And it's not often that I like to get up on a soapbox for a competing business, but I like those guys. They do really, really good stuff.
Yeah, the Hendrix guy's okay, too.
Oh, yeah, he's all right.
He does all right.
He's not too shabby. He used to be here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah,
I didn't
Josh
know
Hendrix,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh,
oh, cool.
Sales reps here, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks again. Best of luck. I hope it goes great. Jennifer, when you guys are raising money, same for the Legion Hall, call us. That's what we're here for.
Thank you.
Doing events, this sounds pretty amazing for veterans. So
thank you. We appreciate it.
That also a salute to Joan and the Honor Flight crew,
who
we'll get in with them sometime down the road as well. So good stuff. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.